talk about mindful eating again.
Yeah, on a long day.
On a long day or when busy you're tired. Day or when you have a lot packed into your day and you know that's coming your way.
Yeah, and what I think, or the challenge of not necessarily ever getting home to the kitchen or something like that. Maybe a long day, like what do you pack to head out the door kind of thing. What do you think about that?
Well, I work at home, so that rarely happens to me. I don't want to be a downer, but I have all day to think about what I'm going to eat. So I do. I think about it a lot. But I know most people don't have that situation. So,
But that's a topic that's another topic, though, is people who do work at home, the open access to the kitchen really can be difficult as well in a different way.
Takes some planning.
Yeah.
Anyway, so packing for people who are heading out the door, because my daughter leaves and I usually am taking her stuff together, putting it together for her while she's, flat ironing her hair. I usually go for some really satiating foods that I package up ahead of time in a portion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think
usually I go with nuts, and I just trained her on eating nuts. She never liked nuts, but now she loves them. So I basically measure out a handful of nuts, which I know is about an ounce of mixed nuts. And I put it in a little baggie, and that's her serving. She has that as her snack.
Would you ever throw any, raisins in there with it to turn it, or maybe some cereal that she likes or something to turn it into more of a trail mixy thing? Or she just always, because sometimes the combination.
You could. Absolutely, you could. Yeah. She does like dried fruit. You could do the same with dried fruit. Mm-hmm. You don't get very much from dried fruit. Mm-hmm. You only get 3 apricots or something like that. It's not as much. But I think part of the benefit of that is they're easy access. You can keep them in the drawer at work, in your filing cabinet, in your desk drawer, in your gym bag. But, there's some other things you could do, too. You don't have to go with the snack pack type of pre-portion thing.
Yeah, I mean, I get a little thrown off. I think the pre-portion things are convenient when you're in a rush and when you need to really just run out the door really fast. But I think that with a little thought ahead of time, you can make those on your own, and not only is it less packaging in terms of waste, but it's also usually less expensive. Yeah. I think that one of the things I really try to do when I'm packing a load of snacks for the day is not just throw stuff in my bag haphazardly to fill space and just sort of give me something to munch on, but really think okay, I'll have just had some nuts. How can I maybe get in a fruit now? And then if I can pack something chilled, do I want to bring some cut up vegetables or whatever? Really recognize that on those long days, you need to think about them not just as space fillers, but this is how you're going to meet your goals for the day, because these are going to be most of what you eat. You may be doing lots of miniature meals and lots of lots of nutritious snacks and only one meal, if you will, larger meal.
Right.
So those snacks have to count.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's not just let me satisfy my hunger right for a second, and then you realize you didn't really have anything nutritious or really substantial at all to count as a meal substitute.
Right.
So you do have to put some thought into it. Right. And luckily, fruit already comes with its wrapper, most of it.
Nice.
So pair that with the nuts, and there you go.
Or if you are going to do something pre-packaged, maybe one of the squeezy nut butters or something like that.
Yeah, those are good, too. So there's lots of almost convenience items, and they can be nutritious. They don't have to be fluffy, no nutrient, whatever.
Yeah.
Carb sources. They don't have to be that.
Absolutely. So I think when you're heading out for a long day and you're thinking about how to snack and how to manage your energy for the day, do think about the balance of those snacks, think about variety, and also then consider that when you are going to make it back home after that long day to have your meal, that there may be things you don't need in that meal, because maybe you already had enough carbohydrate during the day,
right?
Or maybe there's certain things you have satisfied. So it should be thought of not just at the beginning of the day, but as a reflection on your day too.